This week, we've been digging into some of the nuances of a complex issue Waukesha faces. The city must replace its radium-tainted water. The state DNR believes Waukesha's proposal to draw from Lake Michigan is a workable plan. Today, our exploration takes us to the Root River. It would play a major role under Waukesha's proposal. Dan Dukniak staunchly maintains that Waukesha's application to divert water from Lake Michigan to solve the city's water woes could not be stronger. He heads its water utility and had a lot to do with crafting the plan.
32 of the area's experts all unanimously agreed that the best alternative for the city of Waukesha was a Great Lake supply.
Waukesha would pump the water from Oak Creek, use it, treat it, and then return it to Lake Michigan via the Root River.
It works within the confines of the compact, protecting the Great Lakes for the long term, and it's an environmentally responsible way to get your citizens water.
Well, the root is a fabulous it's a fabulous treasure.
Biologist Tim Ellinger stands along the Root River in Franklin.
I think what's gorgeous about it down here is that you have all of this riparian wetland and wooded wetland that floods frequently, and it provides for all of the life of the amphibians and the birds and the fish and the water quality.
Ellinger says the river naturally tends to run low this time of year.
And right now, actually, I looked at it this morning, and I think the flow is 2 cubic feet per second. Right where we're standing.
Ellinger says Waukesha's treated wastewater would augment the trickle up to 16 to 17 cubic feet per second. That's about 7,600 gallons per minute.
During these times of year when the flow is like this, you'll have upwards to 90% of the flow of the river will be treated wastewater.
Ellinger says routine wastewater treatment takes care of chemicals such as phosphorus and nitrogen.
But there are other things, pharmaceuticals, other kinds of chemicals that are not removed during the treatment process currently.
Ellinger says scientists are learning more about the impacts pharmaceuticals and other pathogens have on aquatic and potentially human life. But for now, the substances aren't monitored or regulated. He says Waukesha's draft environmental impact statement briefly mentions the issue.
EIS basically has one sentence that says, well, there are some studies that indicate this may be a problem, but there's not enough known. And that's really a difficult situation that we're in, because the law and the permits don't require that those be studied. But we still have to ask the consequences of that if we're going to have 90% of the base flow during these times of year being treated effluent.
Ellinger thinks regulators and planners should be pressed to think beyond existing environmental regulations. He points to the lush landscape along the route's banks.
What are some of the things we could actually start doing now that could make that problem less of a problem down the road? You know, why do we have to discharge all of it into the river right here? Would it be better to make more sense to take this land and create a whole series of sort of treatment wetlands where, rather than 10 million gallons a day going right into the river, that 10 million gallons a day could be spread through a whole series of natural wetlands that are known to be able to filter out and remove some of these pharmaceuticals.
Ellinger believes Waukesha's immediate challenge offers an opportunity to think deeper and plan smarter, especially with the potential new water system tapping into Lake Michigan. The city's bid to draw Great Lakes water would be the first diversion since the compact took effect in 2008. Finally, we share the following correction. Earlier this week, we stated that 40 or more different community-based water treatment supply areas use reverse osmosis technology to treat radium. We learned from the DNR that while approximately 45 Wisconsin systems have been required to take action regarding radium, only one is using reverse osmosis. Susan Bentz, 89.7, WUWM.